chapter 9, teaching of reading. The learners of English must know reading English. Objectives of understanding the speaking English do not undermine the objective of reading English. Teaching of reading is important because, first, reading indicates toward knowing of language. Second, reading helps in knowing words, news, important information through newspapers, journals, books, etc. Third, it is a source of recreation. In leisure, L-E-I-S-U-R-E, in leisure hours, one can go through books, magazines, journals. C.C. Fries, F-R-I-E-S, rightly remarks, our main purpose in developing the ability of read among our children is that we wish to put them in possession of the lower power, gaining pleasure and profit from the printed page. Inverted comma close. Fourth, it is a good source of self-education. Fifth, W.S. Gray says, reading is a form of experience. Reading brings us in contact with the minds of great authors, with the written account of their experiences, their recorded lives, and the advancement made by them in various fields. Inverted comma close. Sixth, according to Lord Bacon, reading makes a full man. Seven, it gives learner a full control over the words and patterns which they come across during the process of speaking. Eight, Professor Ghanchi, G-H-A-N-C-H-I, and Trivedi remarks, in fact, the education of child is imperfect, useless. He is equipped with the ability to read, to decipher, D-E-C-I-F-E-R, to interpret, and to understand properly the contents of a reading material. The intellectual advancement of a child is strictly limited if he is unable to read. Inverted comma close. Heading: causes of retardation in reading English. In India, much retardation is found in reading English among students. The causes of this retardation are as follow. First, our examination system has no place for reading. Second, teachers do not realize the importance of reading. Third, reading has not been given a proper place in mother tongue, so it also fails to receive a proper place in English. Fourth, overcrowdedness in classes is one of the reasons. Fifth, in many schools, translation cum grammar method is in vogue. V-O-G-U-E. There is no room for reading in this method. Sixth, the textbook material is not well graded for reading purposes. Seventh, many teachers are not efficient in reading. Eighth, there is no clear-cut aim about reading in our education. This state of affairs clearly points out that much emphasis should be put on teaching reading. Heading: what is reading? The 36th yearbook of the National Society for the Study of Education has defined reading as follow. Reading involves the recognition of the important elements of meaning in their essential relation, including accuracy, the thoroughness of comprehension. Inverted comma close. According to West, reading is a process of sight, sound, seen. Inverted comma, close. Aim of teaching reading. First, to read English with accuracy. Second, to read with correct pronunciation. Third, to read with fluency. Fourth, to read with understanding. Fifth, to enable pupils to take pleasure in reading. Sixth, to enable pupils to use ideas gained from reading in other situations. Seventh, to enable pupils to form a habit of reading. Eighth, to enable students to read material in English after school life as books at university level, correspondence, reports, magazine, newspapers, etc. Ninth, to widen the eye span, which means the number of words that our eye see in one complete movement. Heading, starting time for reading. Scholars differ in opinion about the time for starting reading. Some, like Jesperson, believe that reading should start after 2 months of oral work. Others, like Professor Gurre, G-U-R-R-E-Y, Gurre, are of the opinion that reading should be delayed for 1 year. In fact, the starting time for reading depends heavily on the state of knowledge of students. We can start reading when? First, students have sufficient grasp, G-R-A-S-P, grasp of auditory signs. Second, they can recognize printing symbols. Third, they can understand English to a reasonable degree. Fourth, they can speak in English to a reasonable degree. Heading, methods of teaching reading. There are 7 main methods of teaching reading. First, alphabetic method. Second, syllabic method. Third, word method. Fourth, phrase method. Fifth, sentence method. Sixth, story method. And 7, phonic method. First, heading, alphabetic method. This method is also known as ABC method. And spelling method, it is used in West as well as in East. It was invented by the Greeks and Romans and was used till the end of Middle Ages. Many teachers still use this method to teach reading. Heading, procedure. Step 1, identifying and learning the names of the letters of the alphabet. Step 2, repeating ABC to XYZ until known by heart. Step 3, combining 2 or more letters to form a word as he, she. Step 2, combining words into phrases and sentences. Step 5, reading passages. The procedure in short is like this: letters, then after words, then after phrases, and after all sentences. Heading, advantage. The advantage of this method is rightly observed by Shanti Sarup. He tells, inverted comma open, it gives the child ample opportunity for seeing words correctly written and thereby enables him to build up the essential visual image of the words, without which correct spelling is impossible. Inverted comma close. Heading, limitations. First, this method is difficult and long. Second, It is not pleasant. Third, English alphabet is not complete because it does not represent all the 45 sounds. It means the sounds of the names of the letters do not always indicate the pronunciation of words, as B is not pronounced as B in bat. Fourth, it does not expand, E-X-P-A-N-D, the eye span. Professor Walton remarks, inverted comma, open, the alphabetic method insists upon a child attending separately to a dog's head, body, legs, and tails, etc., before allowing it to apprehend, A-P-P-R-E-H-E-N-D, apprehend and name of the animal as a whole, inverted comma close. Fifth, it promotes cramming, P-R-O-M-O-T-E-S, it promotes cramming. Sixth, it neglects perceptual and conceptual learning. Therefore, Horace Mann, H-O-R-A-C-E, Horace Mann has observed, inverted comma open, our greatest error in teaching children lies in beginning with the alphabet. How can one who as yet is utterly incapable of appreciating the remote benefits which in afterlife reward the acquisition, A-C-Q-U-I-S-I-T-I-O-N, acquisition of knowledge, derive any pleasure from an exercise which presents neither beauty to his eyes, nor music to his ear, nor sense to his understanding, inverted comma close. Second heading, syllabic method, S-Y-L-L-A-B-I-C, syllabic method. In this method, syllables of English are used to start teaching reading. So, the unit of teaching is syllables instead of letters of the alphabet. Heading, procedure. Step first, syllables are used directly. Step second, syllables are combined to form words and sentences. Heading, advantages. Since syllables form compact sound, many consonants can also be only be pronounced accurately when they are combined with vowels. This method is helpful in reading such sounds, so it has been found better than alphabetic method. Heading, limitations. First, the syllable structure of English is complex. Hence, it becomes hard to read for students who are in their tender ages. Second, to remember all the syllable structures of English puts a heavy memory load on pupils. Third, this method is analytic, so it is hard to understand. Fourth, syllables do not carry meaning and are insignificant. Third heading, word method. This method is also known as look and say method, global method, and see and say method. This method is based on following assumptions. A-S-S-U-M-P-I-T-I-O-N-S. A word has its own characteristic form. It helps the eyes in recognizing it. B, the smallest language unit which has a meaning is word. C, the basic units of thought are words. In word method, the basic unit of teaching reading is word. Heading, procedure. Step 1. Words are presented with the help of audio-video aids. For instance, a flash card can be shown to reader with a picture of rose and word rose. Written below the picture, pictures, models, actual actions and objects can be used as aids. The teacher points to be the picture and asks the reader to look it. He says rose and writes the word on the blackboard. Step second, pupils repeat the word many times looking at the picture and the blackboard. Step third, after teaching some words in the above manner, sentences are introduced by joining individual words. For instance, seat, have, and your are presented in first step. Then a sentence, have your seat, can be made and read by student. Step 4. Practice of reading is done with the reading of books. Thompson and Wyatt think that it is not different from alphabetic method. Inverted comma open. It is as much the alphabetic because ultimately the recognition of a word depends upon recognition of the component letters, their sequence. Inverted comma close. Heading, advantage. First, it employs direct method. Therefore, it has all the merits of direct method. Second, since word is the unit of teaching, this method facilitates oral work. Third, this method follows. First, proceed from simple to complex. Second, proceed from concrete to abstract. And third, proceed from known to unknown principles. Fourth, it is a natural method because we begin to talk in words, not in letters. Fifth, due to the use of audio video aids, it becomes interesting to read. Sixth, it is an easy method. Seventh, it focuses on perceptual as well as contextual meanings. Eighth, it is based on Gestalt psychology because it teaches reading words as whole. Professor C.S. Bhandari says, inverted comma open, the child looks at the word and recognizes it by identifying it with a previous picture of the word. Inverted comma close. Heading, limitations. First, it involves all the limitations of indirect method. Second, all words cannot be taught by using pictures. Third, it does not develop the skill of deciphering DECIPHERING new words. Fourth, since words have meaning in some context, individual words sometimes do not give proper meaning. Fifth, it does not help in developing accuracy and independence in recognizing words. Sixth, since the child has to remember many symbols for words, it puts a strain in memory. Seventh, it ignores spelling. Eighth, it helps in developing the habit of guessing. In spite of all these limitations, many scholars have recommended this method. P.C. Wren says, inverted comma open, it is the one and only rational method. Professor Morris, inverted comma open, the look and say method is unquestionably means of inculcating INCULCATING, inculcating the reading skill in view of the phonetic character of English or orthography, inverted comma close. In fact, with judicious use of aids, the teacher can employ this method with success. Fourth heading, phrase method. This method is a midway between word method and sentence method and a bit advanced than word method. Professor Palmer, P-A-M-E-R, Professor Palmer is the main supporter of this method. It is based on the following assumptions. A. Phrases are more interesting than words. B. Phrases convey meaning. C. At each fixation of I, a reader recognizes not a word, but a group of words. D. Phrases are more suitable unit of teaching. Heading, procedure. Step 1. The teacher prepares a list of phrases and writes one phrase on the blackboard. Step 2. He asks his pupils to look at the phrase attentively. Step 3. The teacher reads the phrase and pupils repeat it several times. Step 4. New phrases are compared with the phrase already taught. Heading, advantages. First, according to Palmer, inverted comma open, the word is too small a unit of speech and the sentence is too long a unit to be read at a time, inverted comma close. Second, this method helps in extending eye span. Third, since group of words or phrases are recognized at each fixation of eyes, rapid growth in reading has been found. Fourth, phrases can be presented with more interesting material aid. Heading, limitations. It has all the limitations of the word method. It is an uneconomical method of mastering word. Third, it places emphasis on meaning rather than on reading. Fifth, heading, sentence method. This method is just opposite to alphabetic method. The unit of teaching in this method is sentence. One of the staunch believers of this method is W.M. Reburn, R-Y-B-U-R-N. It is based on the following assumptions. A. The true unit of thought is a sentence, not a word. B. A sentence is also a unit of speech. C. A sentence conveys a completing meaning. D. A sentence has a distinctive total sound. Heading, procedure. The procedure of this method is mainly like this. Sentence, then after phrase, then after word, and in last letters. The steps are as follows. Step 1. The teacher selects a sentence and teases it by conversation. By, for instance, the sentence is, the girl is running. A picture of running girl will be illustrated on a flash card with a sentence printed below it. Step 3. The teacher reads the sentence loudly and gives some time to student to recognize the sentence. Step 4. He writes the sentence on the blackboard and reads it loudly and gives some time to student to recognize the sentence. Step 5. The teacher asks student to read the sentence. This is done again and again. Step 6. He now indicates towards the phrases of the sentence and reads them and asks pupil to do so. Step 7. He reads the individual words of the sentence and asks pupils to read them. Step 8. He reads word with their spelling as RUNNING, running, and ask student to do so. Step 9. Now the teacher does many exercises of reading. Some exercises can be as follow. A. Recognizing words in a sentence as teacher. Which word is he in this sentence? He is Hari. The sentence should be written on the blackboard. B. Putting sentences in a jumbled, J-U-M-B-L-E-D, jumbled order, and asking students to correct them as he is Hari. Going are you? C. Playing games of sentences as Reburn has suggested. For instance, the teacher writes many sentences on the blackboard with serial numbers. Then he asks students to read sentence with a practice serial number. He can himself read a sentence and ask student which serial number sentence it was, and so on. Heading: Advantages. First, it is a natural as well as a psychological method. This is because sentence is the unit of speech. Second, it facilitates speaking. Third, according to Anderson and Dearborn, D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N, according to Anderson and Dearborn, inverted comma open, it presents word by word meaning, inverted comma close. Fourth, Sonel, S-C-H-O-N-E-L-L, Sonel says, inverted comma open, one of the greatest values of the sentences method lies in the help if of it offers to the pupils from the construct and the continuity of meaning that can be embodied in the material, inverted comma close. Fifth, it supports gestalt psychology because it starts from whole. Sixth, it helps in the development of eye span. Seventh, it helps in self-education. Eighth, Menon and Patel remarks, inverted comma open, if the sentence method is well applied, it lays the foundation of all the attitudes and skills required for good reading. A thoughtful reading attitude, a clear grasp of reading, accuracy and independence in word recognition, intelligent reaction to what is real application of this ideas acquired the interest in learning. Inverted comma close. Ninth, it makes use of visual aids. Heading, limitations. First, it becomes tedious to teach letters of alphabet through this method. Second, it has been found that readers find difficulty in reading sentence without knowing letters and words. Third, For this, graded text books are needed. Fourth, it requires properly trained teachers. Fifth, it is not economical from the point of time. Sixth heading, story method. This method is an advance over sentence method. The unit of teaching is a story of four or five sentences. In fact, this method is a compact method which has sentence method, phrase method, and word method in it. The assumption on which it is based is that children have natural liking for stories. Heading, procedure. Step 1. The teacher tells a story. Step 2. The teacher discusses the events of the story in the same order in which he told the story. Step 3. He writes the story on the blackboard. Step 4. The teacher reads the story from the blackboard and students recognize the individual sentences. It becomes easy for them because they are already familiar with the events. This process goes on until pupils become quite familiar with sentences. Step 5. The teacher analyzes each word and follows the word method. Heading, advantages. First, it creates interest in child. Second, it gives a complete unit of thought. This is because there are a number of events in a story. Heading, limitations. First, it encourages guessing in students. Second, it does not develop a habit of reading accurately. Third, it puts a heavy load on the memory of students. Seventh heading, phonic method. This method is current in England and some public school in India use it. It is based on psychology and is often used with alphabetic method. This method uses sounds of letters as the unit of teaching. It is based on these assumptions. A. Not letters but sounds of letters produce words. B. After learning the sounds, they should be combined into syllables, words and sentences. These assumptions have been clearly mentioned by Menon and Patel. Inverted comma open. The phonic method was adopted when it was realized that the sounds of letters, not their names, when uttered rapidly produce the word. It was also assumed that once these sounds have been learned, they should be combined into syllables and words, then into larger language units. Inverted comma close. Heading, procedure. Step 1. The teacher begins with the sounds of vowels. He writes a letter, say A, on the blackboard and gives the sound of it. In this way, he writes all the letters of the alphabet and gives their sound. In other words, the form of the letter and its corresponding sounds are presented together. The pupils imitate the teacher. The teacher can use the chart of sounds. Step 2. Now the teacher presents the sounds of consonants in the same manner as he did the sounds of vowels. Step third, the teacher writes the consonants along with vowels and gives the sounds as. Teacher combines the vowels A, E, I, O, U with B consonants and writes on the blackboard B, A, B, E, B, I, B, O, B, U. These combined sounds are produced by people. This is as we do in learning Hindi. In Hindi, first we read vowels which are A, A, E, E, U, U, A, A, O, O, A, A. After this, we read consonants K, Kh, G, and so on. Then we read consonants with vowels as K, Ka, Ki, Ki, and so on. Step 4. These sounds are combined to form words which are written on the blackboard and are read first by the teacher and then by pupils. In order to give practice, the teacher can prepare this his own list like pe, he, de, ve, sit, knit, kit, lit, hit for I, see, be, knee for E, pot, hot, got for O, pull, bull, pull for U. Step 5. Words are combined to form phrases and sentences. For instance, rat, run, cat, sat. A rat is running, a cat is sitting, a bat is flying. These are written on the blackboard and read by the teacher. Students follow him. Heading advantages. First, it gives a good knowledge of sounds. Second, reading learned through this method becomes stable because the learner proceeds from analysis of synthesis. Third, it is logical and scientific. Fourth, it is economical. Fifth, it is also linked with speech training. Sixth, from the every beginning, this method helps in avoiding spelling defects. Seventh, it is complete. Heading limitations. First, the main emphasis is on word recognition, which ignores meaning. Second, students feel confused due to word having similar sounds but different spelling as right and right, W-R-I-G-H-T, and due to words having almost similar spelling but different sounds as cut, put. Third, the sound system of English is very complex. Mr. Hill discards this method on this ground. Inverted comma open. English spelling is highly unphonetic. As every teacher of English as a foreign language very soon finds out. Inverted comma close. This is because there are not fixed sounds for letters and some letters as C, Q and X are unnecessary. Fourth, it does not help in expanding eye span. Fifth, the teacher has to include some nonsense or uncommon words in his table to give practice of sounds. Sixth, it has been found that this method delays the development of reading words as whole. Seventh, the over emphasis on phonetics makes students dislike learning reading. Eight, for this method, trained and skilled teachers are needed. Heading, choosing the best method. The description of various methods with their advantages and limitations both creates a confusion about which method is best. According to OCSHEAOC, inverted comma open, any method which will lead him to feel the powers of letters readily and makes him effective in using this knowledge in new situation will be of advantages, inverted comma close. According to some scholars, the combination of word method and alphabetic method is more advantageous. Many recommend word method alone. In fact, the adaptation of a synthetic method will be best. This method will emphasize the use of different methods of teaching reading according to A, the ability of the learner, and B, the ability of the teacher. Heading, suggestions to make teaching reading effective. First, in the beginning, only those words should be read with which the child is familiar through conversation. As River says, inverted comma open, it may be laid down as a general principle that in his first year, a pupil should never be required to read any word with which he is not already familiar through conversation, inverted comma close. Second, English reading should start when the child can learn his own mother tongue. Third, reading should never start with the textbook. It should start from blackboard and flashcards. Fourth, emphasis should be put on recognizing the word and understanding the meaning of word simultaneously. SUMULTANEOUSLY. Fifth, preparatory reading should begin with simple structures like this is, that is. Sixth, proper atmosphere for reading should be created. Seventh, the teacher should himself be a good reader. Eighth, library services should be provided to students. Ninth, for diagnosing and curing the physical defects for eyesight, medical checkup should be done. 10. The unwanted gestures in reading should be checked, as holding the book closer to the eyes, distorted facial expression, finger movements on the printed page. 9th, the teacher should always keep in his mind the problems of reading a foreign language and try to tackle them. Some of the problems are A, problem of sound, B, problem of structure, C, problem of script, D, problem of spelling, and E, problem of interference of mother tongue. Heading, materials of teaching reading. In teaching reading English, the teacher should use different types of material to make learning interesting. Some of these types of materials are as follows. First, blackboard. It is very useful at the time when the learner starts learning reading. Professor C.S. Bhandari says, inverted comma open, During the first 3 or 4 months of oral teaching, phrases and sentences are read from blackboard every day, inverted comma close. Second, flashcards. These can be used for showing words, pictures and sentences. Third, pictures. Pictures should be simple but interest arousing. Fourth, actions. The teacher can perform some actions before the class or ask student to do so. Fifth, substitution tables. Easy and simple substitution tables can help in reading. An example of a substitution table is like this. Column 1, he. Column 2, is. Column 3, running, sitting, writing, eating, beating. These substitution tables should be used only after 1 month of reading from the blackboard or flashcards, as suggested by Professor C.S. Bhandari, inverted comma open. In the second and third months of teaching, substitutions table can be used to this end effectively. Sixth, games. Some games are there which can be used for reading. For instance, A. Matching parts of sentences, B. Rearranging jumbled up sentences, and C. Matching pictures with sentences. Thus, by employing proper methods and effective material aids, the teacher can teach effectively how to read English. In the end, the view of Professor Rajagopalan seems appropriate to quote, inverted comma open. We can never hope to improve the standard of English of our pupils and help them derive full benefits out of learning a difficult foreign language unless and until this desirable habit is formed among our students first, inverted comma close. Exercise. Essay type question. First, there are the various methods of teaching reading skill to the beginners. Second, what are the various kinds of reading? Describe the steps and procedure of various types of reading. Third, what do you mean by reading skills? Give the importance of reading skill in language learning. Short answer type question. First, teaching of reading is important. Why? Second, give the aims of teaching reading. Third, how many main methods are of teaching reading? Explain one. Objective type questions. First, in reading our eyes move. A. Slowly. B. Rapidly. C. Hastily. D. Jerky. Second, intensive reading lays stress on mastery of A. Words. B. Grammar. C. Language. D. Uses. Third, reading is a good source of self-education. A. True. B. False. Four, word method is also known as A. Look and say method. B. Global method. C. See and say method. And D. All the above.